This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is back at the White House this morning following his visit to Europe and meeting in Switzerland with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He returned to the United States late Wednesday. Biden and Putin exchanged cordial words and plotted modest steps on arms control and diplomacy, but emerged from their much-anticipated Swiss summit Wednesday largely where they started, with deep differences on human rights, cyber attacks, election interference, and more. Biden said in the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations between the two countries can improve. Biden also emphasized the last thing Putin wants now is a Cold War. President Biden is set to sign into law later today the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, will be observed each year on the 19th of June. Juneteenth commemorates when the last enslaved African Americans learned they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April 1865, but word didn't reach the last enslaved black people until June 19, when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to Galveston, Texas, 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. The legislation to create the holiday arrives at Biden's desk after receiving approval through unanimous consent in the Senate on Tuesday and passing the House of Representatives by a vast majority on Wednesday. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Reporting via remote, I'm Michael Brown. This is VOA News. Vladimir Putin Wednesday said that jail opposition leader Alexei Navalny got what he deserved when he was sent to prison. Navalny, Putin's most prominent political foe, was arrested in January when he returned from Germany, where he had been treated at a Berlin hospital for months after months while recovering from a poisoning. Navalny contends Russian agents applied the nerve agent Novichok to his underwear in August, a claim Moscow has denied. Navalny handed a 2.5-year prison term for violating terms of a suspended sentence he had been given after a 2014 embezzlement conviction he has claimed is politically motivated. China launched the first three-man crew Thursday to its new space station in its first crewed mission in 5 years. The astronauts traveling in the spaceship launched by a rocket in northwestern China on the edge of the Gobi Desert. The two veteran astronauts and a newcomer making his first space flight are heading to the core module of the space station for 3 months' stay in its main living compartment. While there, they will carry out experiments, test equipment, conduct maintenance, and prepare the station for receiving two additional modules next year. Hong Kong police arrested five directors at the Apple Daily newspaper earlier today, including its editor-in-chief, according to local media reports. The latest blow to the newspaper's jailed owner, Jimmy Lai. The move is the latest blow to Apple Daily after authorities last month directed Lai's shares and Next Digital, publisher of the newspaper, to be frozen. Lai was arrested in August last year and later charged under the national security law imposed by China on its free city. The pro-democracy activist's assets were also frozen under the same law. He has been in jail since December after being denied bail at a separate national security trial. He faces charges under the new law, including collusion with a foreign country. The European Union announcing it is recommending that member nations lift COVID-19 restrictions on tourists from the United States, potentially making it easier for U.S. tourists to travel to Europe. Non-essential travel from the U.S. and other nations had been banned in the EU as a precaution to avoid the spread of the virus that causes COVID-19. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.